We're diving into something that seems so small, but it can deliver these huge returns. We're talking about how to write the perfect name for your web page.
Yeah, that little clickable headline you see in the search result.
Exactly. And for our guide today, we're leaning on the expertise of the Marketing Tutor. It's a great resource, really focused on helping, local specialists and small teams across the UK.
And that's our mission here, really. To put it simply, we want to help you turn those headlines into big, bright signs that pull local customers right to your door.
So if you're a baker in Marlborough, for example.
Or a plumber in Tidworth. Places the Marketing Tutor often helps. A great title can be the entire difference between being found and just being invisible online.
Okay, so let's get right into the challenge then. These SEO titles, they're your very first impression, and they are tiny. We're talking, what, 50 to 60 characters maximum?
That's it. And it's so critical because of screen space.
Green
Yeah,
space.
if you go over 60 characters, the search engine just cuts it off. You get that little dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. And for a local shop, you have to get your service and your location in that tiny little window. It forces you to choose what's most important.
Right. And what happens when we actually get that right? When we nail that short, punchy first impression? Let's talk benefits. I hear about click-through rate, or CTR, all the time.
I'm glad you brought that up. CTR is, it's really a signal of trust. It's just the percentage of people who see your link versus how many actually click it.
So a good title gets more clicks.
A good title gets more clicks because it promises exactly what the page is about. And search engines see that, they see that high click rate, and it tells them you're relevant.
Which leads right to the next benefit, I'm guessing. Better search rankings.
Exactly. It's like you're telling Google, hey, people like this answer, so it shows you to more people. You become a more credible source.
That makes sense. And that credibility, that must link to the third benefit, right? User trust.
Absolutely. A clear title means a lower bounce rate.
Which is when people land on your page and just, well, leave straight away.
Right. Because the content wasn't what they expected. If your title sets the right expectation, people stick around. They're happy.
I saw a marketing tutor mentions a few tricks to supercharge this, like using numbers and titles.
Oh, yeah, it's a great psychological trick. A title like 7 Tips For or 5 Ways To just promises easy to read, structured content. People love it. They know they won't have to read a huge wall of text.
So if you're sitting down to write one of these titles, what are the, say, top two rules to follow? Let's start with the one that helps the search engine.
Okay, rule one is absolutely non-negotiable for visibility. You have to put your main keywords first.
So for that plumber in Tidworth.
It has to be Tidworth Plumber or Emergency Boiler Repair, right at the start of the headline. It helps the user and the search engine instantly know what the page is about.
But doesn't that risk sounding a bit, robotic? How do you do that without losing the human touch?
Well, that brings us right to the second rule. Avoid common mistakes, like keyword stuffing.
Just cramming in as many words as possible.
Yeah, trying to fit 5 different services into 60 characters, it just looks spammy. As the marketing tutor always says, clarity wins. Keep it readable, keep it human, and keep it short so it doesn't get cut off.
So, wrapping this all up then, these page names, they are not a small detail. For a local business, they are completely essential.
They're the engine. They build visibility and that first bit of trust with your community.
And remember, writing them is just step one. The marketing tutor suggests you should always be tracking how they perform with tools like Google Analytics. So here's a final thought for you to chew on. If you had a page about local SEO, what two titles would you A/B test first?
Ooh, good one.
Would you test a number, like 7 ways to boost local SEO, against maybe a power word like the ultimate guide to local SEO? Give it a try. Keep testing and keep learning.